Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Big Interview brought to you by Hunters. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. In this week's episode, we speak to in-form box-to-box midfielder Thabo Ndata about his team's relocation headaches, Cape Town City's title chances, and his Bafana Bafana ambitions.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by Cape Town City midfield maestro Thabo Ndata. He's on good form, he's earned himself a nickname, he's called N'Golo Kante. I don't know whether or not he likes that, but he joins me now. Thabo, thank you very much for joining us. How's it going, sir?
Thank you for having me. I'm very good, thanks.
Yeah, man, it's lovely to speak to you. Your teammate, Teko Modise, who you sometimes vie for the same position, has written a book. I don't know whether or not he's revealed any secrets that involve you in his book, that The Curse of Teko. Did you see yourself somewhere there about the fact that you're taking bread from his mouth by keeping him out of the team?
I don't think it's like that as much, man. I think I'm just trying to learn as much as I can from him. Obviously, it's a competitive sport, and me and him are competing to play in the same position. But I think as long as the team is winning, as long as the team is doing well, whoever is in that position gets to play, and I don't think he minds that. So for me, it's just about learning from him as much as I can. You know, you can't ignore the amount of experience he has and what he's gone through in his career. And for him to detail it in the book and for me to be able to read it in the book and then go ask him about it is a privilege, and I'm honest.
And you are now confirming that your name is not there and you're not going to be suing anyone.
No, definitely not.
All right, so we move right along then. I mean, one thing that was said last week was the news that it's not sad for you though, because you'll be going home, but for Cape Town City, it's a bit sad that they're forced to move their home games now to cities away from the Cape. How did the dressing room receive the news? How do you think it's going to affect the form going forward with the matches that are supposed to be home being played at away venues?
You know, there's, as much as we're professionals, there's nothing like a home game. You know, your home support, the people who see you on the daily, the people who cheer for you. And that you're taking a big thing away by taking the game to Durban, especially because we don't have a lot of fans in Durban. I mean, my fans are my family and my close friends. I wouldn't say the same for my teammates, you know. So it's destabilizing in the fact that we're not comfortable. We're not comfortable. We away from home. We home, but we away. You know, new environment. It's destabilizing. But I think we know what we have to do. We want to win. Obviously, we had to get back to winning. You know, we've had two draws. One being Golden Arrows that we played well in, and we didn't get the results. You know, we had to come back from a 2-0 defeat, from a 2-0 deficit. But going to Durban, I for one am happy. You know, I'm not happy about the situation. I'm not happy about the situation that's happening in Cape Town, but I'm happy I get to go home. You know, I'm happy I get to play in front of my family. I get to play in my home province, you know. It's a big boost for me.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see something similar to Craig Martin? Every time he's playing, his family is there, like 30 or 40 members of his family there. Are we going to see 40 of the Ndata clan in Durban?
Had it been a Saturday, I think you would have seen thousands, but I mean, making it a Tuesday, it's a bit difficult, especially because Ikopo is about 2 hours away from Durban, you know, and for people to drive to Durban at that time and then have to go home at around 10 is a bit difficult, but I've heard a lot of people saying that they'd like to come through, and for me, whoever is there, I'll do my best to say thank you for coming.
And back to the matter at hand now, your daily bread, your bread and butter, the league, the fixtures, the matches. There's been a suggestion that the standard or the quality of the football has dipped a bit, particularly in recent times. That the justification has been used in that at some point we had 16 matches, only 2 wins and the rest being draws. One that you've also contributed to with that goal, whether it's your goal or an own goal, is a story for another day. But do you think, in your opinion, the standard of the PSL has deteriorated, or do you overall think that the league is just damn competitive and it's good for the league?
I think it's very competitive, personally. I think it's very competitive. I think it's easy for someone who's watching from the sideline to look and say, listen, the PSL is like this, the PSL is like that. But for me, who's playing in it, week in, week out. I think it's very competitive. I think there's no team that wants to lose one. I think teams are very organized in defense, too. And yes, I could say that we don't take as much chances as we get, or we don't try ratio it out to maybe taking half the chances you get, and I think that's been a big problem for us. I don't know about the other teams, but for us, we've been creating a lot of chances but not finishing. So I don't at all think the standard is low. I think it's very competitive, and I think it's going to pick up from here.
Would you say it is as good as we think it is? When we're interrogating this question, some people think that the league is the best thing in life since sliced bread, and then someone else thinks that it's garbage. They don't even watch it. Where would you rate it though? Would you say that we could do with these missed one-on-one opportunities? We could do with the excessive dribbling. Where do you think the league can improve?
Yeah, I think in terms of individuality, you know, and people standing out and wanting to be so-called star players, I think we do miss that a lot. I think our league is based a lot on team efforts, you know, working together as a collective. And I think sometimes we lack the desire, or not the desire, but the instinct to want to do something different, to want to do something out of the norm, you know, which I think is the biggest distinguisher between us and other leagues. When you look at the Boxing Premier League, in that you've got 11 players, and of the 11, about 8 can give you something out of nothing. You know what I mean? Whereas in our league, we sometimes sort of get comfortable with playing as a team, you know, with passing the ball around. If you understand what I'm saying, I don't know if I'm making.
I completely get what you're saying. I completely understand
that. That's what I think. That's what I think of our league, and I think it boils down to sometimes confidence. You know, sometimes not trusting yourself. But yeah, you know, I think it comes with time. Or let me not say it comes with time. I think it will come. I think it will come. People, teams are picking up, individuals are picking up, and I think we're gonna get to see a lot more fantastic things as the league goes on.
Going back a little bit, when you guys lost the MTNA to SuperSport United, there was a subsequent sequence of matches where you lost 3 matches in the row, including the final. I wonder, because we as the media people were speaking to your coach, and he was saying like hard-hitting words about people not being committed, people will be shipped out if they don't want to fight for the cause. I wonder, inside the dressing room, what was that man saying, Benny McCarthy, when you guys lost 3 back-to-back matches after the final? What was he saying to you? How was it received by the team?
Despite all that he was saying, you know, I'm going to get to that, but I think we weren't playing bad football. We were actually playing good football, but we were always getting punished for that one mistake we make, you know? And that was the disappointing factor for him. That was the disappointing factor for us. So we knew that if we iron out that, things will come. But it's obviously not that easy, because once you've lost 2 or 3 in a row, the 4th game, you're very scared to make, you know, you're very scared to play out of the norm. You always want to play safe, you know? And that's the one thing he's tried to instill in us, is that do what you want to do. Play the football, you know, despite the outcome, or despite what's happened, be you. I don't know how to put it. That's how I've received his messages. That's how he's been coaching me, is that you know how to play the game. So play it the way you know it. We'll teach you this, we'll teach you that, but I'm not going to teach you to be extraordinary, if you know what I mean. And that's how I've received his coaching as a coach for me, because he's been a player who's played with people who can give you something out of nothing almost 80% of the time, you know? And that's what he's trying to instill in us. And as you can see, with the quality we have, it's just that fact of adjusting and doing that, because we do have the quality for that. We do have people who can give you something out of nothing.
Can you open up more about him, though, as the coach, from a technical standpoint? When you look at his tactics, the personnel that he chooses, the fact that sometimes he frequently changes people. Like, for example, he's not scared to take out Shuae Bolters for Sage Stevens. He's not scared to take out Teko Modisa for you, or Mpomatsi, or Roland Pushe. What impression has he made on you? You're still a young player yourself. He's still a young coach in his coaching career. What have you made of him?
I can't really dwell on his decisions as much because I don't know where they come from or how he makes them, you know. But I'm gonna take it from me and what he's said to me. He's obviously said, if you are helping the team in this and that, I'll make you play, you know. And that's how it's been. If you are working hard for me here and there, if you are showing your commitment, if this game is for you, I'll play you. And luckily, I've been able to play quite a few 90 minutes under his belt, you know. So in terms of how he makes his decisions and stuff, you know, that's not my part. I'm just there to play. So I can't really give you an answer about his coaching and his... But for me, I've enjoyed my time with him, to say. I've enjoyed my time with him. I've learned a lot from him, especially, I wouldn't say from looking at the technical side of things and everything, no, but how he speaks to me, you know, how he helped my game in terms of telling me, no, this and that, from a player's perspective, if you understand what I mean. I think I've learned a lot from that, and I think that's why I'm playing the way I am.
And talking about you now, I think the predicament that you're finding yourself in is that you are born in a generation where the national team has a lot of central midfielders. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's Bongani Zungu, Andile Jali, Dean Furman, Hlompho Kekana, Tiani Mabunda. I can go on and on. There's other players that would like to be there, but they can't be there because there's a lot of rather talented midfielders. You are one of them currently in the PSL. Do you think about that? Do you look at that and you say, well, I don't even have a chance? Talk to me about your feelings when you think about that situation. Central midfield, Bafana Bafana, yourself included. Where do you see yourself in that?
I think I believe I can be there and I can play my part and I can do my part and I can do it well. I think, yes, they take nothing away from them. I think they're very great players. You know, I've looked up to them a lot. One per se is Andile Jali, who I've looked up to since his Pirates days. We moved overseas. I've looked up to him a lot. But I think we're all there for the same purpose. You know, everybody's playing for their families. Everybody's playing to better their communities, to better themselves. And that doesn't change with me. I think if I get my chance, I'll compete fair. When we're on the field, all that goes away, you know. All that goes away. Everybody's got to stand up for himself. And that's exactly what I'll do, come my chance.
And you do think that you have a realistic chance that you can be part and parcel of that national team squad?
Yes, I do. I do. I think one, age is on my side, you know, to keep learning, to keep getting better. I think I've got the energy for it. I think I've got the desire. I've got the heart. So playing for the national team, and representing your whole country, I mean, who wouldn't want that? So I do think I have a fair shot. And I think if I keep doing what I'm doing, I keep working hard, I keep playing, I keep being on the field, I think my chance will come.
And before we conclude our conversation, there is a man who was a midfielder of the season in the PSL last season, and that's your teammate Aubrey Ngoma. Talk to me about his impact and his return from injury. How do you think it's going to boost your chances of maybe claiming top spot in the meantime?
I mean, before he was getting on the field, you know, when you just talk about it and you say the midfielder of the season is coming back into the team, I mean, that's a big boost mentally already, without even looking at the qualities that he's going to give you on the field. So mentally, it's been a big boost. And on the field, to have someone of that caliber, you know, someone who can actually 9 out of 10 times give you something out of nothing, you know what I mean? And the man who had the most assists last season, it goes without saying, it's a big boost. It's a big boost in confidence in the team, in morale, you know, the way we're playing on the field. It's an added bonus. It's a big added extra.
And I had a Patosi and Laila K, one of them should be scared now because their position is under threat.
It's a competition, you know. It's a competition. So if you're not up for it, you know, you're not going to be able to play. I think that's what builds the team. I think competition in the team is good to keep everybody on their toes, and I think that's just what's happening. And the best part about it is that the team comes out on top.
All right, that's Thabo Nodada from Cape Town City. He's a midfield maestro. They call him Ngolo Kante. We thank you very much for your time on Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much.
Sokala Duma Radio. Well, thank you very much for listening for another episode of The Big Interview, brought to you by Hunters. Tune in next week. For now, goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.